Hello.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Carousel of Consciousness. This week we will be talking about credit, debt, and your finances. Lori and I use the tools of Access Consciousness and the Clearing Statement. More information can be found at www.theclearingstatement.com. Hi, Lori. How are you today? Lori, are you there? I have you unmuted. All right, let's mute you. Hello? Okay, so I have had a fantastic week. I had my student loan debt canceled this week, which was a blessing of much magnitude. How I had that done was I actually kind of got scammed, but to me it's not so much a scam because I had a very large amount of debt and I will be paying less than 1% of what I owed to an agency that's helping me with all the paperwork. Hi, Lori.
Good morning.
Okay, I can hear you.
Hello.
Yay.
Can you hear me?
So I'm telling my story about my student loan debt now.
Okay, awesome.
I'm paying the agency less than 1% of what I owed, which technically I don't have to pay anyone to student loan debt forgiven the way that I did. I will be sharing on the Carousel of Consciousness page how the program I use, and I'll also be sharing that now. I have it in my notes here. If you go to studentloans.gov and log in, on the left-hand sidebar, it'll say repayment, and under there, complete income-driven repayment plan request. And that is the program I used to get my student loan debt canceled. A little more information on that. I'm currently making money below the poverty line, and everything that is destroy and uncreate it all. What would it take to change that? So, and everything that doesn't allow that, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, online shorts, boys and beyond. And because of that, I had complete cancellation. The loan program I'm using, however, though, once I start making over the poverty line, for every $1,000 over the poverty line, I will have to pay $10 a month. If the poverty line is $18,000 a year. So if I start making $27,000 a year, I'd have to pay $90 a month, which is a lot better than what I was having to pay, which was around $800 a month.
Hey, Danielle, before you go too far, so poverty level is $18,000 a year?
A year, yes. Yep.
So that's is it by the state or is it for overall national? That's what the national level of poverty is, 18,000?
I don't know the answer to that question, if it's for the state or if it's for the country. I would imagine for the country.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Which is still pretty low,
That's $1,500 a month, basically. That is pretty low. Because if anyone has to pay rent, or car payment.
It's all right out the door.
Any kind of utilities, phones, that's not very much. Okay, keep going.
Yeah, it's not much at all.
The train left.
It's okay. I shared pretty much what I had to. This information really isn't wholly out there how to do this, so I do want to share that with people because I know that there are a lot of people out there drowning in student loan debt. So one more time, studentloans.gov, log in. It'll have a bar on the left-hand side, and about 5 items down in dark blue, it says repayment. Under there, it says complete income-driven repayment plan request. Go to there and fill out the information. And I don't know how long it takes for them to get back to you because I'm having an agency do it for me. I know a few people who are doing it themselves because I've told them about what I'm doing. And if you need any help, feel free to contact me through Facebook. And yeah. So,
and we can post that. We'll post that information on the Carousel of Consciousness, and
yep.
we can post it on our own lines as well. And then if you want to know the name of the private agency that you're going to, that they're doing the paperwork for you, the link you just gave us for people to go and do it themselves, is that not correct?
True, exactly. If you would like to talk to the agency, it's $39 a month. For like 2.5 or 3.5 years, which totals out to be about $1,500, give or take some. I'm not sure the exact numbers. I have them written down somewhere, but that's my personal finances. So everywhere that I'm making my finances way too personal, and I'm even talking about them here, even though I'm talking about this here, destroying and creating it all, right? Not good and bad talk,
yep.
talk all night, short boys and beyond. And I also wanted to share a tool that I think is really shifting this for me. And the tool I was actually giving was what energy, space, and consciousness can my body and I be to pay off my debts with total ease? No, pay off my past expenditures with total ease and everything that is, destroying uncreated all, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, trust, good and beyond. And what I changed that process into is what energy, space, and consciousness can my body and I be to eliminate my past expenditures with total ease? And everything that doesn't allow that, destroy and uncreate it all, right and wrong, good and bad, cotton pock, all nine, shirts, boys and beyond. And I also, by saying the past expenditures, I want to talk, so the word debt is poison to our bodies, our realities, our finances, because the word debt actually is synonymous with death to our bodies. So when you say debt, your body kind of like cringes and goes, ugh, dying, gross. Don't do it. So if you say past expenditures, it really lightens up that energy and allows your psyche and your being and your body to deal with your past expenditures more easily. So everywhere you are seeing your debts as debts and you are unable to transform them into past expenditures, will you destroy and uncreate all of that?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine sorts, boys and beyond. And do you have anything to add to the past expenditures?
Yes, and that was awesome. Piece, mm-hmm. there was a call yesterday, which I will also put a link, Liam Bromley, I believe. Anyway, there was a money is not the problem call yesterday, and I'm going to put that on the care of self-consciousness. And then he had some... it was a great energetic shift about being very practical about it and about finances. But the basis of it that he said, the basis that I got out of it is that the whole financial system has been set up on debt. So if if the whole thing, I mean, if the house of cards has been set up to create debt, then the whole thing is kind of, is fucked. So everywhere that the whole underlying energy of the financial money energetics of this planet and this reality have been set up to just continue to be an ongoing debt machine instead of an ongoing creation machine. Would we like to create something different, create a new possibility with that? And it will allow that to be a whole new possibility, however inconceivable it would be. Would we just try to create it all, please?
Yeah.
Good, bad, right, wrong, puck, pot, online, church, boys, and beyond.
I was doing some research recently, and I found out that when the banks create a loan and create debt, essentially, they create enough money for the loan alone. They don't create enough money for the payback of the loan with the interest on it. So we are actually living in a negative money society or establishment. So everything that is, destroy and uncreate it all, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. And I actually protect all technology, consciousness. I would like to do some 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 on the algorithm of the debt machine. So, Lori, on the count of 5, you know what to do. Blast.
Yep. energy of
so
new
one,
possibilities.
Two, three, four, five. Okay. And
Well, that makes it, everywhere we've made it significant, and everywhere we bought into and locked into our own beings and body, the wrongness of us for not being able to get out of the debt machine or even creating more of the debt machine when it's actually a structure. Is it a construct? Truth, is our financial reality been created as a construct of debt, which we just established it is? I mean, then we are born into it, and then we buy into the carrot soup of the wrongness of us for not being able to create a different reality. Everything that brings up, would we destroy and uncreate it all, please?
Yeah.
Good, bad, right, wrong, paddle, mind, trips, boys, and beyond. Everywhere we bought into the wrongness of us for even choosing to come into this reality is of the debt-based financial reality that's been going on here. Cool. Everything that says, would you destroy it and create it all, please? Good, bad, right, wrong, paddle, mind, trips, boys, and beyond, and create a possibility that we came in to change and create a greater possibility with the entire financial system of this planet and this reality. And that this planet was begging us to come in and create a whole new financial possibility that's inconceivable. So
absolutely.
And everything and anything that won't let us acknowledge, be, perceive, receive, do, and be an entirely new financial reality not based, that's based on something far more inconceivable than we've ever imagined, would we be willing to be that, do that, receive that, perceive that? And then we'll allow that, destroy it and create it all. Good, bad, right, wrong, tuck, paddle, mind, trips, boys, and beyond.
So I have several processes that runs me into.
Cool.
The first one is, and you kind of tapped on this, but what are you able to create, or what can you create beyond your past expenditures and your finances that you believe to be inconceivable, and everything that doesn't allow you to be nor perceive that, destroy and uncreate it all, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. And I know that sometimes looking at my debts, my credit card bills, looking at my student loans, I very much went into the wrongness of me. So you're making a lot of noise, Lori.
Well, it's the phone.
Okay, I'm sorry. Anywhere you have bought into anybody else's formula of this is the right way to do it, this is how to be a human being, how to be an adult, how to be anything, fill in the blank, how to be a woman, how to be a man, how to be a mother, a father, daughter, sister, son, brother, how to be an entrepreneur. Everything, all of that is destroy and uncreate it all, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. And everywhere you have made you wrong about the way you have spent money, will you destroy and uncreate it all? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. And what bastardization of hedonism with money are you using to create the lack of money, lack of joy, lack of fun, the brink of poverty, and the need to spend and the need to give it all away are you choosing? And everything that brings up, destroy and uncreate it all. Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond. Whew, that made me nice and
that was awesome. Good. Can you do that? That was awesome. Can you do that again?
The last one. What bastardization of hedonism
and also,
of money.
Is the sound better? Or is there still stuff coming through?
It's not as bumpy as it was a minute ago. So, yes,
okay,
it's better.
Cool.
Bastardization of hedonism of money are you using to create the lack of money, the lack of joy, the lack of poverty, and the need to spend and the need to give it all away are you choosing? And everything that is destroy and uncreate it all, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyond.
Cool.
So what else is possible beyond past expenditures beyond debt that you, what can we perceive now beyond these things? I know, like, the day I found out that my student loan debt was being forgiven in the way that it is, like, I just felt like many, like, I felt like I was standing at the end of a hotel hallway and just doors and doors and doors of possibility just opened up for me because of my shoulders. So
that's cool.
What would it take for other people to perceive that in other ways beyond their debts and forgiveness and or beyond their past expenditures and beyond what you think your financial capabilities are? This is an ask and receive universe. If we ask for something, even if we can't conceive it with the amount of money we have coming into our lives, if we ask for it, some things can show up. Like, I mean, I'm just going to use this as a very broad example, but say you want to go to Disney World and you have no idea how you're going to be able to afford to feed your kids while you're there, pay for the hotel, pay for the park tickets, you know, pay for the transportation there. You can win. Like, if you ask for it and truly believe you'll receive it, you could win a trip there. You could be gifted a trip there. The money could just magically show up to get you there. So everywhere that you have made ask and receive an inconceivable lie, will you destroy and uncreate all of that?
Yes.
Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, online, shorts, boys and beyond. And, yeah.
And everywhere you've decided that all the decisions you made about the significance of your financial reality, would you destroy and uncreate those, please?
Yeah.
Good, bad, right, wrong, puck, pot, on, intro, sports, and beyond. And do you, you could ask yourself a question, how much of the conclusions, decisions, the way you're living your life are actually yours? You can ask yourself, like, is it, how much of a percentage of all the decisions how you've been creating your life are yours? When I asked that, I got 1%. What do you get, Danielle?
No, I don't even get that. I get that I've bought into pretty much everything. As far as the limiting points of view go, I have some newer points of view, like of possibilities with this. Those are actually I've bought into quite a few of those too, but they feel more light and fluffy to me than the limitation points of view. So everything that brings up.
Yeah. And then we've been willing to open the door to the possibilities and we're making choices. So instead of actually choosing and making choices and living by them, we've been living in everyone else's reality, which would be, like in psychology, being in your parents' universe, you know, your mother's. All her points of view, your father's points of view, your brother's as your sister's. So would you be willing to start looking at and making the choices for yourself?
Yeah.
Open the door to that. And it will allow you to create your own choice universe around finances. Would you just start and create that, please?
Mm-hmm.
Good, bad, let run, pop, pop, on, and choice, boys, and beyonds. So that brings me to it. How many no-choice universes have we really been living in? Like your own being, as in a choice, it's what your own being and what bringing in your own body consciousness, what your body would like, what your being would like, and what would the earth like to contribute? What's your choice in all this? And the more I ponder, the more I play with that and ponder it, it's like, holy crap, I've been in everyone else's point of view. What is my point of view on this? Who am I? Who am I in this? And what can I create?
What can we create beyond the constructs and no choice universes of our credit, debt, and finances?
Mm-hmm.
And everything that doesn't allow us to be nor perceive that, destroying and create right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyond.
Mm-hmm. I heard a brilliant statement yesterday, too. And it was when a resistance come up or you have a perceived barrier come up and you're like, oh, you think you've hit the wall. You know, you like the perceived wall. It's like someone just simply said, well, ask the wall to dissipate. Just ask it to go away. It's like, holy shit. You know, don't beat against the wall. Don't fight the wall. Don't analyze the wall. Don't try to figure it out. And then, oh, who does that belong to and all that? And it's like, oh, let's kick the wall. Let's get on the other side of the wall. It was just like, that's the wall. That's that resistance to go away. It was like, what the fuck? Okay. That sounds pretty simple. Okay, I'll do that. That's pretty useful. Just ask it to go. I mean, really, if we're this is our reality and nothing has authority, and you hear that, and this is nothing has authority outside of you. There isn't even anything outside of you. It's our creation. It's our reality. So when we come up with all this story, it's like, oh, never mind, ask it. I'm making a new choice. That's so funny. It's that, oh, make a new choice. That's not working for me.
I wanted to run the biomimetic mimicry process.
That's
kind of
cool.
What creation are you using to invoke and perpetrate the biomimetic mimicry of other people's pathways, pain, realities, and bodies around money are you choosing? And everything that is, destroying and create it all, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, bliss, beyond. Wow, that's a biggie. So what creation are you using to invoke and perpetrate the biomimetic mimicry of other people's pain, pathways, realities and bodies around money are you choosing?
Around money.
And everything that
money
brings
around.
Up, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, bliss, beyond.
Can you tell people quickly what biomimetic means? And then can you do that same about money and about financial realities? Instead of money, say finance.
Okay, so biomimetic mimicry is where you lock into, like, you see somebody doing something, and you kind of, sometimes you wonder about, like, why would somebody do that? What's going on with this person? And by that wonderment, you take it out of their body sometimes, and put it into your own body, and you start mimicking the way that they are based on those programs, for lack of a better word, and it stays in your body, and then you start living from those programs. Actually, just to do a little blurb for myself, I will be facilitating a class on the biomimetic mimicry body process in Brighton, Michigan, on the 23rd, it'll be at 2 a.m. It is posted on the Care Self Consciousness page. If you can't access that, you can also contact me on Facebook or through any other way you might have to contact me. And then the other processes Lori wanted me to run are, do you want the hedonism of money one?
Sure. Yeah.
What bastardization of hedonism of money are you using to create the lack of money, lack of joy, the lack of fun, the brink of poverty, and the need to spend and give it all away are you choosing? And everything that brings up, destroy and uncreate it all, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyond. And what are you able to, that you once thought was inconceivable because of your debts, credit, finances, and anything else, will you destroy and uncreate everything that doesn't allow you to be, know, or perceive what's beyond your finances? Right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyond. And we still have 4 minutes left.
I'll put in a plug. If there's anyone who is has friends or loved ones in the Denver area, we are having, I'm hosting a foundation, a bio foundation class in 2 weeks, the end of April, and it's with Anne Maxwell. And Anne Maxwell's background is children. She's been a child play therapist for 25 years. She found Access Tools a few years ago, and it has just expanded her practice. And she works with autistic children. She's been an author of Would You Teach a Climb a Tree? And she's going to be hot off the press after this year's rewrite of the foundation class in Vancouver. So you could get that fresh information, and she's going to be the one who rewrites the manual. So she has all these specialties. So if there's anyone you know in this Western area, or even anywhere in the country, who's struggling with their children or really having an issue that they just are at their rope's end and need a solution, consider joining us in the foundation class. There's so many tools, and instead of 10 years of therapy, especially with autistic children or children who are heavily medicated, you know, this could be such a new possibility for you and can be such a relief to the parents and to the children. And tools will be given that can be used throughout life and can just create a whole new possibility. And for those people who are anyone who is looking for a new possibility with their children, I just implore you to at least to look at this and see if that resonates for you. And if it can be what you've been looking for, perhaps you've been putting it out to the universe, how can I deal with this? And you hear this. So it's a gift. And it's a gift, and it could create such ease for your children and for the parents and the worry about how your child's going to deal with life. And that's the invitation I'd like to put out there to you.
Okay, and more information on that can be found on our Carousel of Consciousness website. Also, I had a request through some of the lines I'm dealing with here. The site is DanielleClaudia.com. I can be reached at also on Facebook.com/DanielleClaudia. Lori can be found on www.living-in-magic.com. Also, somebody wanted me to rerun the biomimetic mimicry process, which is what creation are you using to invoke and perpetrate the biomimetic mimicry of other people's pathways, pains, realities, and bodies around money are you choosing? And everything that is destroy and uncreate, right and wrong, good and bad, pot and pock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. We look forward to hearing from you again. Check us out on Facebook.com/Carousel of Consciousness. Have a great day. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Bye.